Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball, GAA.
I feel we're in such a special place right now in Gaelic football. We're giving it a go. We're trying things out. There's an energy and everyone seems to love it, lad.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Mac Hansen looks set to extend his stay with Connacht. Hugo Keenan hails the impact of former Dublin star Brian Fenton on the Ireland squad. And England's plans to cap a South African-born centre may be scuppered. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, we still await formal confirmation from the IRFU of Mac Hansen's graduation to a central contract. The Irish Independent's Keane Tracy reported yesterday that the Canberra-born winger has agreed a two-year extension with Connacht, which will see him join Bundee Aki as a centrally contracted player. Barely 6 months after his arrival from the Brumbies in 2021, Hansen, who qualifies for Ireland via his Cork-born mother, was capped by head coach Andy Farrell. He's gone on to score a dozen tries in his 27 Ireland appearances, helping his adopted nation win the Grand Slam 2 years ago and last year's Six Nations Championship. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins says Hansen's recent performances prove he's worthy of a new deal.
I just think we've seen a really steady growth from Mac ever since he's come back from that injury. It was always going to take a little while for him to ramp back up to full form, but we're seeing him impact games again. We're seeing him backing that instinctive feel that he has, and I'm delighted to see him back somewhere near his best. And I'm just excited for these last two games with Ireland for him to see what kind of impact he makes. But he's in really good physical health and a really good mental space. So, that's when Max at his best, and I can't wait to see it.
Hansen's deal means there's more money for Connacht to play with as they look to secure a replacement for the Munster-bound JJ Hanrahan. Jack Carty is also out of contract with Connacht in the summer, while Josh Ione only signed a one-year deal upon his arrival from the Chiefs last summer. And Wilkins says talks with both players about potential extensions are ongoing.
Yeah, we've got all three of those 10s coming off contract at the same time, which is a bit unusual. For us to re-sign Josh, and we are talking to Josh at the moment, for us to re-sign him, it does need that IRFU approval as a foreign player. But I don't see that being a barrier at this stage. It's more about us working through the conversations with him. So we're making progress there, and as soon as there's anything to announce, either way, we'll let you guys know. We've been talking to Jack, over quite some period, really, and it's been a funny season for him because obviously he's used to playing a lot more minutes, but it's also very unusual that we've now got the three senior tents fit and all available for selection. So we've been talking really openly about that at the week-to-week level, and then that feeds into conversations about the rest of the season and next year as well. So similarly to Josh, those discussions are ongoing. We'll see where we end up.
Hugo Keenan has hailed the influence of former Dublin midfielder Brian Fenton upon James Lowe's aerial assist for Jamie Osborne in last week's win over Wales. Fenton joined the Ireland squad in Abbottstown for preparations for the trip to Cardiff, and speaking on tonight's Off The Ball, Keenan told Owen that Fenton was full of useful knowledge.
I suppose he was talking about getting the full extension, about the communication. So he'd call it the breaking ball in Ga. It was obviously huge off kickoffs, and obviously whether it's a restart for a throw in, and now in rugby terms, it's those aerial contests and those attacking kicks, about talking to each other while you're in the air, letting the person who's going up for the ball know where, I suppose, the guy getting that breaking ball or the scraps, we call it, is, and have a bit more of a sync and consistency as to where you put it as well. So small little cues. It wasn't revolutionary, but it was nice to mix it up and freshen in a few little drills and tricks for us. So, we're always looking to take little bits, whether it's from rugby league or GA, a little bit closer to home as well. And he's a great lad, Fento. So it was good to have him in camp. And even pick his mindset over his GA career as well.
You can hear that full interview with Hugo Keenan on tonight's Off the Ball from 7:30, or by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Also on tonight's show, Matt Williams will bring us Wednesday Night Rugby.
Hello, it's Owen Chehan here from Off the Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Gary Ringrose will face his disciplinary committee tomorrow, with his Six Nations future hanging in the balance. One of his predecessors in the 13 shirt, Brian O'Driscoll, gave Owen his view of the decision to hand Ringrose a 20-minute red card on Saturday.
I am starting to lean towards this ruling. I can't remember who was it in the last couple of weeks got sent off, but it does feel as though there was an instance in a Premiership game a few weeks ago where Saracen's player got sent off after a few minutes. Again, it was exactly that, but the laws weren't in situ, and so gone for the whole game, and they got absolutely obliterated. They were going to be beaten by Bath anyway, but conceded 60 points. And it's so debilitating being a man down for that period of time, for anything like an hour. It's just, it's so hard to win. So to keep the contest going, I think this law is good in that Gary, obviously there's foul play because it's head on head, but it's different than conventional foul play, or in standing on someone or throwing a punch, or you know, trying to consciously get after someone. They're two different conversations, and so it's still quite penal. 15 points we conceded. Felt like an eternity that Bundiaki was warming up, waiting for him to come on. But I thought it was a red card when I saw it. I thought it was on the margin of just a red card, because the collision wasn't as wild as some other head collisions, players' heads going back. But the reality of him, it was an out of control action. The speed at which he came in, he went in for a big shot. And if you come in for a big shot and you don't have good body position, you've got an upright, you're not hinged at the hips, you run the risk of a red card, of a head-on-head. And I think they have to try and outlaw that. If you are going to continue going for that massive shot and you miss it, there are the repercussions. And so that therefore, the ball is in your court as to how you go and read those plays.
There's lots more from Brian elsewhere in the OTB rugby feed. Mike Sherry as well was on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast. And finally, a 21-minute appearance for South Africa's under-20s 9 years ago could scupper English plans to cap Bernhard Jansa van Rensburg. According to the Times, the RFU were keen to see the 28-year-old centre qualify for England via residency rules next season. Van Rensburg joined London Irish in 2021, and when they went to the wall, he signed for Bristol Bears, a move that had future England eligibility in mind. But as the Times report, World Rugby rules in effect at the time meant the players were tied to a country once they played under-20 rugby. But such was the fluctuating nature of that particular rule that Duhan van der Merwe and Pierre Schoeman both played for South Africa at the 2014 under-20 World Championship, were allowed to switch allegiance to Scotland after 3 years' residency. It's likely that the RFU and Van Rensburg will appeal to World Rugby in an effort to clear him for England. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed wherever you happen to consume your podcasts. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
I'll just read you a few of those wonderful quotes. This is in November 2022. Apologies to all my Welsh friends. I was busy yesterday. I just wanted to check that you were all okay. Please stay positive. I think you've got Portugal next week, so that could lead you to returning to winning ways. To which I get back, shush, or I'll tell Drico to bang the head off you again. It gets much worse and far more irrelevant. I like the look of this England team. I hope the forwards can perform. Looking forward to watch Lawrence. Hope he has a big game and gets a run. Mind yourself, you prick. Drico put you in a box once. Next one, also one of my favourites. Didn't Wales do well? Hey, Austin, you're a dickhead. No wonder Drico beat the shite out of you. My personal favourite. To the person who left a dog poo bag full of poo on the gate of my house that my daughters used to come home from school through, do it again, but the next time, pray that I'm not watching. Really? This from a fella that got bitch slapped by Drico?